Hello, welcome to another episode of the Indie Founder Podcast. My name is Tiago. I am an indie maker, a bootstrapper, an entrepreneur, a student of the game, if you will. First of all, I appreciate the people that listened to the previous episode, even though I kind of took some time off, and it was really nice to get some messages from you telling me that you're still listening, that you're still there, and I really appreciate that. So if you want to chat with me, shoot me a message at WBETiago on Twitter, or just find me on LinkedIn or Instagram. Actually, I don't have Instagram. So if you want to connect with me through Instagram, it's through the PodSqueeze page. But yeah, I think Twitter is still the best. So WBETiago and shoot me a message there. Now, today's episode is about a very kind of philosophical topic around the world of entrepreneurship, which is, what is a successful entrepreneur? And I was actually having a talk with my co-founder, Drone, just about this topic. We live in Portugal, and we are very fortunate with the weather and everything. So we often just go for some bike rides. We use this to brainstorm, to discuss ideas, to chill. And we had this, I think, very interesting conversation about what is an entrepreneur. And before that, I guess, what is a company? We need to define what is a company, what is an enterprise. And that's the, I want to start with this, and let's go and let's see where this goes. But so there's a lot of definitions for what is a company, right? And you might think, Tiago, but that's very straightforward. A company is, you know, an institution or an organization that has a product and, you know, makes money. It's profitable, so brings value. But that's not necessarily true. Actually, if there's something that I've learned through my journey as an entrepreneur, is that most companies, they are not profitable. You know, most businesses are not profitable. And that's something that really surprised me. Because you go and sometimes you see huge startups that you think that they are profitable, but they are not. A lot of, you know, companies that you know well, like Uber, Amazon, even for a long time, they were not profitable. So they had money, they generated revenue, but their expenses were higher than their profit or their revenue. So how do they live, you ask? And very well. So how do they still, you know, keep it afloat? How are they still growing? Well, because they have investors' money. So that's something very common in the VC world, where you raise a bunch of money, it gives you a runway, and once you are getting close to the end of that runway, and you're still not profitable, you just raise another round, and another round, and this can go, you know, for years. This can go for years. A company might actually be, you know, might be a business, might have thousands of employees paying their bills, but they're not profitable. So the question remains, is this a company or is this not? Now, I can only give my opinion on this, my perspective. I don't think there is one single definition. But my opinion, this is not a company. In my opinion, a company is or is a business or is an organization that first brings value to the world, so brings value to their customers, is actually creating value, and second, is profitable enough to pay, to kind of self-sustain. It needs to be self-sustainable. In my opinion, if a company needs external money to exist, it's not a company, it's not a business. I think a business needs to at least pay the bills, you know? I'm not even saying that it should have huge profits, but at least pay the bills. So if I know that if we go back to the what I first said about bringing value, what does this mean? I know it's a bit subjective what value is, but if someone is using it, right? So if someone is paying for a certain service, a certain software, a coffee shop, whatever. If they are paying for it, there is a certain amount of value that is being created that they are, you know, using. So it's creating value. Now, of course, there's a few businesses that create immense value, like, I don't know, AI, ChatGPT, now it's creating huge value, and other businesses that maybe are more kind of nice to have. But either way, there's a huge spectrum, but they are bringing value. Now, they need to make money, in my opinion, right? They need to self-sustain. So let's say I have a coffee shop, right? I open a coffee shop. I invest a bunch, you know, a lot of money up front, of course, but I'm hoping that at least as the business, you know, is running, first of all, it will pay me back all the expenses, but most importantly, it pays enough at least for the employees to work and the expenses of the coffee shop. If I have a coffee shop that after a few months is not able to produce enough revenue so that I can pay, you know, the barista or to pay for the coffee beans, then it's not a business. Then it needs to close. So that's the first thing. So that's my definition of business. Business, something that creates value and is self-sustainable. Now, this doesn't need necessarily to be a great business or an amazing business. In my opinion, an amazing business is something that not only, you know, is self-sustainable, but it also has dividends. So pays dividends to the business owners. One thing that I've realized is that I might be the owner of a business, but I don't necessarily need to run it. And this happens a lot, right? If you have stocks, if you have ETFs, sure, in this case, you're not the owner, but you are an investor, right? So you pay something and you get some dividends. So this means, if you think about it, that this business is not only paying the bills, but also paying to their investors. Right, so this is a good business. This is a great business. So if I have a coffee shop, I open the coffee shop, I hire a barista, and my coffee shop is not only paying the barista, paying for all the expenses, but in the end of the month, I'm still able to take something out to my own pocket. That's amazing. That's a great business. So in my opinion, what makes a good entrepreneur is someone that is able to create this type of companies. Now, the discussion I was having with João, my co-founder, is that he doesn't think exactly like this. He thinks that a good entrepreneur is more related to their drive, their spirit. If someone is trying, is putting the good fight, is you know, learning, and is putting their effort into something, into building a business, they are already entrepreneurs. I think they have entrepreneurial spirit. That's true. That's one thing. But entrepreneurial spirit, in my opinion, is not the same as being an entrepreneur. And not the same as being a good entrepreneur as well. Now, there's one aspect here that is a bit hard for me to kind of equate and put into my definition, which is luck. Yeah. I believe it or not, and at first I didn't really believe on this. I thought there was a lot of, you know, skills, but in reality, there is a lot of luck for a business to succeed, for an entrepreneur to succeed. There is. And I'm not even talking about the luck or the genetics, right? So, of course, there's. I just read a book, or listened to a book, rather, called The Outliers. I don't know if you ever listened to it or read it. There's another book on Audible, but it's really cool. And it tells you the story on how a lot of people that we know as successful, you know, Bill Gates, whatever, other people, so hockey players, football players, a lot of these famous and known and successful people, there was something in their lives that led to the fact that they were in the right place in the right time. So For Bill Gates, for instance, he had the opportunity to have a lot of computing hours, a lot of access to a computer, which when he was growing up, computers were just starting and it was very expensive, you know, for people to have access to computers. But he was living close by to like a university that during the night would let him in and just use the computer because no one was using it. So he got a lot of training, and when the time came to build the company, he was already there with all the training. Now, this is also luck, obviously, but I'm not even talking about this. I'm talking about the luck of hitting the nail, the luck of starting something that worked from the get-go. And believe me, a lot of people will confuse this luck for skills. A lot of successful entrepreneurs will confuse this luck for skills, but I don't think that's true. So if you take my example with PodSqueeze, so sure, I had a bunch of other businesses or projects. They were never businesses, projects that never really took off. And then, you know, Joe and I, we started PodSqueeze. And from the get-go, you know, from the first basically week since we released, we were making money. We were profitable. And it grew a lot. It grew a lot. And then there was a plateau afterwards. But for the first 3, 4 months, 5 months, whatever, it grew a lot. So I was thinking, this is very interesting. I mean, we found this. It's mostly because I am successful, right? I'm a successful entrepreneur because I built a business. You know, I built a business that fits that definition that I was telling. So it's bringing value, right? Like we have more than 600 paying clients and they're using PodSqueeze in a daily basis. So definitely there's value here and it's paying the bills. Right, so we are generating enough money to pay for the people in the business. So this might mean that I am a good entrepreneur, but I'm not sure because I cannot replicate PodSqueeze. I don't know how. I don't know how. And a lot of people, what they will do is that they will be successful first, and then they will kind of retrace their steps, and they'll say, I'm successful because I found something with AI in the right time and I was able to kind of solve a problem. Okay, great. Then do it again. Ask them, do it again. And we tried doing this. It was funny because Joe and I, we were, after like a year of PodSqueeze, we thought, I think we know the rules. Like, I think we know the recipe for a great business. Because it was funny because we were like writing down and saying, okay, it needs to be something with a new technology. It needs to be something with a huge market. It needs to be something that, you know, we can use SEO. And we thought, okay, we know. So let's build something else. And we did. We built Flarecut. We built RankChase. Flarecut is a way for you to create shorts with AI. And RankChase is a way for you to exchange backlinks with others. So we thought, okay, we have the recipe. This is following exactly what we think, what we know, quote unquote, it succeeded for PodSqueeze, so it will work. Did it work? No, it did not. It did not work. Did not work at all. So this kind of threw me back. I thought, what? Then I'm kind of an imposter, right? I was just lucky. Now, let me add something to the definition of what it means to be a great entrepreneur. So at first, if you remember, I said a great entrepreneur is someone that is able to build a successful company, and the successful company bringing value, you know, self-sustainable. But now, because of what I just told you, I think that a successful entrepreneur is someone that is able to create a successful company multiple times. Because in this way, we are putting luck aside. So if I'm able to build PodSqueeze and then build Flarecut and build XYZ, another company, to a successful company, to a successful business, then I can be considered a good entrepreneur. Granted, I want to say this. The business does not need to make tons of money. It does not need to be a unicorn. Far from that. If I'm able to make a coffee shop, if I'm able to make like a boat rental service that is creating value and is paying the bills and is self-sustainable, And if even I can get a bit out of that, even if it's just a few bucks every month, that's a successful business. Okay? But now there's another thing. There's another thing that kind of bugs my mind with this definition. What about the guy that built McDonald's? I don't know if you watched this is the movie, The Origin of McDonald's. It's a really great movie. You really, really, I don't know the name, but just, you know, Google it. And this movie is really interesting because McDonald's was a very small kind of shop, very small fast food restaurant. And then it was only created by these two, I think they were brothers. Then one guy came and took McDonald's into the franchise and you know, the huge mega brand it is now. So one guy, he was able to do that. Now, he was only able to do this with McDonald's. So it kind of, according to my definition of a great entrepreneur is someone that makes a successful company multiple times, he's failing, right? He only did it once. But it's McDonald's, right? Like, how can I say that the guy that built McDonald's to the mega empire that it is today is not a great entrepreneur? Same with Jeff Bezos, right? Like the guy that built Amazon, a huge company. You know, how can I say that he's not a great entrepreneur or a good entrepreneur? So I need to add something else. I need to add something else to this definition. And this is time. So a great entrepreneur is someone that is able either to create multiple successful business or creating one good or one very good business and keep it for a long, long time. When we first started PodSqueeze, and this is something that João in our bike ride, he told me, okay, but then PodSqueeze, what is it? Is it a successful business? He's like, are you a good entrepreneur? Because if you think about it, PodSqueeze grew very fast in the first months and then it plateaued, right? So what does this mean? Does it mean that you just created a business in 6 months and that was enough? Like, is it really relevant that you're able to keep it? Because it's not growing so much since then. And this, you know, I think it was Arnold Schwarzenegger that said that he only starts counting the push-ups when it's actually hurting. I think it's the same with businesses. You only start really building a business when you hit the plateau. The plateau is basically when your churn and your the conversion of new users is the same. So they kind of they create this steady line of revenue. Like you are not able to grow, but you're also not kind of going down. So it's steady. This is PodSqueeze is not like this. PodSqueeze is growing, but it's not in that, you know, amazing hockey stick figures that one would dream of. So here, I think that creating a business that is successful, you might be lucky and you might be able to do it for a few months, but keeping it for years on end, that's something really, really hard. For instance, when it was COVID, right? The COVID masks, they were selling for an absurdity of, like, they were so expensive. And, you know, if someone would have thought, okay, this guy now, he created this business right time and is making a lot of money, so successful company, successful entrepreneur. But for how long is he or she making the amount of money? The moment COVID stops, the sales go down, the price go down. So is this a successful business? I don't think so. Now, if, let's say I build PodSqueeze and there's a lot of success, what will happen in this capitalistic market? Competition. Immediately we get competitors coming and saying, okay, this guy is making money. I will just, you know, reproduce whatever he's doing and make money all for myself. There's competition, which is great. I love competition. I mean, as a businessman, I sometimes wish there was a bit less competition, but in general, you know, as a person, I love competition. Competition allows, you know, innovation to happen, fair prices, and, you know, allows not like for diversity. So I love competition, but competition is tough, right? So if you are able to get a successful business and then defeat your competitors and defeat the market and keep the business steady, growing for a long, long time, oh, that's hard. That's not easy. That's not easy. Now, it might be different set of skills than starting a new business, that's for sure, but you are still a great entrepreneur. So, going back to our definition, great entrepreneur is someone that is able to create a successful business, a successful company multiple times, and is able to keep that company for more than, I don't really know, but 2 years, 3 years. To enough time to see that, or maybe is able to get this company to be kind of an established company in that industry. Yeah, I think that's it. That's the definition. If you're able to do that, oh, I respect your skills. You have game, because it's not easy. And there's so many things to learn. There's so many things to learn. You need to be willing to get out of your comfort zone, which is something that is not easy. And it's something that I'm always trying to do. Now, just this year, we are in month, what? Is it like 7 already? Wow. In month 7, and I have learned a lot about B2B sales, reaching out to people. I was doing cold calls. Cold calls are the, really, it's probably the thing that has brought more anxiety to my life since I started Pod Squeeze than anything else. You know, the fact that you imagine you just grab your phone and you just type a number. And if it's here in Portugal, it's a bit easier, but you're typing a number in Germany, typing a number in the US. They know I'm using my own cell phone, my Portuguese number, and I call them and they're like, yes. And then you try to convince them that, to book a demo, basically. I probably do an episode just on that afterwards. But that was very, very stressful. But it was a learning experience, and it was something really important. And I feel that that's what I love about this job. Every single week, I'm learning something new. So, yeah, that's what I want to be. Like, I want to challenge myself. I want to be a good entrepreneur. And I feel that for that, I need to start eventually creating other businesses, small businesses, big businesses, but successful businesses. That's very, very important. So that's kind of the path I want to go. Now, another thing, just to finish this episode, I often think, what would a good entrepreneur do in my situation? What could he do? How can we make more money? And a lot of people, that's the thing that I've learned. There's a lot of people that they are not good entrepreneurs, according to my definition. A lot of people, just because they were lucky, just because they have a company, they just say so much bullshit. Because their company, you go and you check, and they are not really successful. The companies, there's maybe a lot of investors. It's really rare to find amazing people to give you great, great advice. So if you find someone, make sure that they are close to you. Make sure that grab them and they are part of your network and you chat with them regularly. But what I thought would be a interesting move here with PodSqueeze is, once you figure out the business, once you figure out how this business will grow, that you'll need time for it. Nothing happens in a day. So what eventually would make sense is find someone like a CEO for PodSqueeze. And that person is managing that company. And I'm just controlling. But they are doing everything. They are like figuring it out. And then I'm going to open another company. And another company. And, do the same. Another company. Grow that company. And then put their CEO. And then another company. And I think that eventually, if I'm able to do that, that's how you create wealth, right? Because you are diversifying and you have a lot of businesses, a lot of successful businesses. And I need to be ruthless. If the business is not successful, is not working, kill it. Fortunately, I think PodSqueeze is successful, so I don't need to kill it because I really, really enjoy the company. Yeah, and that's it. That was today's episode. I hope you enjoyed this. I really like to vent and kind of... There's a lot of these thoughts that always come to my mind, and it's really nice to just sit down, you know, press play, press record, and share a bit of my thoughts and you know, the things that I've learned. So hopefully you also enjoy that. If you do, make sure to shoot me a message at WBTiago on Twitter and follow this podcast. Give it a review. If you are on Spotify, you can give it a review. If you are on Apple, you can as well give it a review and share it with your friends. This was another Indie Founders Podcast. See you next time.